For this visualization, make sure you've got a pen and paper by your side for the end of the visualization. It's important you sit upright in a chair with your feet flat on the floor, your arms not crossed. So close your eyes and become aware of your breath. Really allow the breath to flow in, your diaphragm to move, your belly to expand on the in-breath, fully exhale on the out-breath. Let the tension flow from your jaw, from your shoulders, let your shoulders drop down your arms, down your chest, through your pelvis, all the way down your legs into the floor. Now imagine that on the in-breath, your breath is flowing from the base of your spine all the way up the outside of your spine, past your neck to your crown. And on the out-breath, it flows inside your body, down past your neck, all the way down your spine, back down to your coccyx. And do that 7 times. Now I want you to become aware of your thoughts. And the best way to do this is to put your tongue to the roof of your mouth and imagine a point about 1 inch up and 2 inches back. And let your consciousness float from the front of your brain and your frontal lobes to this point, so that you imagine you're looking at the back of your eyeballs. So right now, next to me, is one of my dogs, one of my faithful dogs. He's lying on the sofa sleeping, not a care in the world. I want you to imagine what it's like to be inside his head. No worries, no fears, hasn't got to work for a living. Hasn't got to worry about where his next meal comes from. All he's got to do is sleep, go for a walk, and give unconditional love. Just think for a minute. Which are the more sophisticated, advanced souls? Those dogs without a care in the world that just give unconditional love, or as humans that are self-aware with our worries and our fears, our concerns? And imagine which you'd like to be. Just spend a bit of time now imagining you're inside that slumbering Labrador's head. Now bring your consciousness back to the pineal gland. So you're looking at the back of your eyeballs. Think about those thoughts you're having. whose voice they're in. Was it your spoken voice? Your thinking voice? Or maybe even a third voice? Who is the reader? Who is the listener? Who is the talker? Now take your consciousness right to the back of your skull, your cerebellum, and imagine you're viewing the viewpoint of your pineal gland, which in turn is viewing your thoughts. And at the top of your head and your crown, you can see an opening. Translucent and spinning. Through that opening, allow your guide, your creative muse, to float down and sit in your pineal gland. So you can observe your guide at work inside your own head. Become aware of your breath again and take three breaths. On the in-breath, the breath coming up your spine, on the outside, and on your out-breath, it flowing on the inside of your spine. And when you're ready, open your eyes slowly. Pick up your paper and your pen and begin to write.